A man accused of stabbing his ex-wife in broad daylight on a suburban West Auckland street has gone on trial. Lee Manchow denies fatally attacking his ex-wife, Zhong Jiamin, with a hunting knife on Westgate Drive in Massey in July 2019. The 65-year-old's arrest made headlines at the time, and now as his High Court trial opens, RNZ can share what happened in the years, days and hours before Ms. Zhong's death. Our court reporter Annika Smith filed this story. And just a warning, it contains details of violence that won't be suitable for all.
Prosecutor Nick Webby opened the Crown's case this morning, telling the jury young Jiamin had left her home to catch a bus to work just after 8 o'clock the morning she died.
She didn't realise it at the time, at least not until it was too late, that she was being followed that morning by the man that would kill her.
Ms. Young was stabbed 12 times in the face, neck, chest, stomach and arms and died at the scene. Mr. Webby said the man behind the attack was no stranger to Ms. Young, but Lee Manchow, her ex-husband who'd become embroiled in a plan to exact revenge on her.
He was a man that for good reason she was frightened of. She feared he would kill her if he knew where she lived.
The jury heard Ms. Young had married Lee Manchow in China in 1997 and moved to New Zealand in 2001 before splitting up 3 years later. Mr. Webby said their marital home in Blockhouse Bay was sold for $360,000 and Mr. Lee gave Ms. Young $30,000 before using the rest to buy a house in Christchurch. Ms. Young brought legal action to get some of the money back and a High Court judge eventually ruled in her favour.
That court's decision was bitterly resented by Manchow Lee, and the Crown says that that was the catalyst or the trigger for a plan that he had to exact revenge on his ex-wife.
The court heard Lee breached multiple protection orders in the years leading up to Ms. Young's death. It's the Crown's case the 65-year-old is also responsible for targeted attacks at a rental property Ms. Young was managing for her son. The tenants at the address had reported slashed car tyres, threatening letters and finding a dead rat and pigeon in their letterbox the month before Ms. Young was attacked. Mr. Webby said Ms. Young told a police officer her ex-husband was behind the attacks.
She told him of the long history between her and Mr. Lee, including the fact that she had a protection order against him since 2005. She advised him that she believed or suspected that Manchow Lee was responsible for the damage to the property, the dead animals and the letters as a way to get to her. She wouldn't be wrong.
Mr. Webby said Lee had planned and prepared to kill his ex-wife, telling one social worker assigned to support him for depression and anxiety his ex-wife had done something wrong and had not been punished for it.
Over the months that she dealt with him, she described him always wanting to bring the justice. To him, his ex-wife did something wrong and didn't get the punishment for it. He would tell that he was going to chop the hands off the Massey librarian, his ex-wife, if the problems were not solved between them in 2 years.
The jury heard this conversation happened in May 2017. Ms. Young died just over 2 years later. The jury also heard of another conversation Mr. Lee had with his flatmate after showing her a box of crowbars he had.
He told her of the plan that he had. He was going to go the legal way first. He was going to contact immigration and then the media and have her removed from New Zealand. He told her there was no hope, or if there was no hope to solve his legal case, he would just chop off her hands and feet or just stab her.
Mr. Lee sat in the dock next to a Mandarin translator, appearing emotionless as the Crown opened its case today. The defence did not make an opening statement. Police officers, social workers, friends and family involved in the events over the years, weeks and hours leading up to Ms. Young's death will be called to give evidence over the next 3 weeks. Atu i te kōti matua ko Annika Smith aho.